East Side to Dowling to Des Moines and now to Elkhart. She's covering sports wherever she goes. It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the Cyclones,
it's time for Mal the Sports Gal's Top 3.
All right, again, the category this week, top places to watch a game other than your couch. We got number 3 and number 2 in the first segment, so time for number 1, Mal. Woo!
All right, I love sports bars. Love them. Just love them, and I can't just pinpoint to one that I love, so I'm just going to put sports bars.
Sports bars. Okay.
But, you know, I'll give shout-outs to the rookies in Clive. I love being there for, like, Monday Night Football. Right now I'm in love with the chicken coop and their wings in Ankeny. Always Kippies. You know, their game, it depends on the crowd. There's a lot of clone fans up here in Elkhart.
Well, you're close.
Yeah.
That's a big bonus. But, you know, sports page, there's lots of places I like to go. The thing about watching it in a sports bar, if it's a really big game especially, you know, you have nachos coming. They have it over the sound, gets you like you're at the game. You know, they crank up the sound. But I love people watching. I think my favorite thing is when you get a group of mostly guys at a table that all they care about their like fantasy football teams, and all they yell out, they're yelling out, "All I need is one more touchdown from Dalvin Cook, and I'm going to win $10 this week."
I love your Kurt voice.
But yeah, they just sit there and that's all they care about. And it just annoys me. I'm like, I don't care if I have a million. Well, I might a little bit. If I have $1 million on the line, I'm not cheering against anybody playing my Bears. I don't care if I'm going to win that week. Be loyal. It's a really cool concept. Anyway, I'm getting on a rant again. Yeah. I'm not threatening to punch them or smack them.
You know. I'm with you here for the most part, but I do draw the line at $1 million. I do care.
Okay, yeah, $1 million might be a little high.
Okay.
Those people really, I'm getting fired up. My God, you guys get me just like angry when I don't intend to.
It's our fault. Just blame everywhere.
You know. Okay. All right, now let's talk about the Cyclones. Now coming off their bye week, and now they're at Kansas State.
I really think the Cyclones needed this bye week. I think they needed to regroup a little bit. They have all the correct players and all the, you know, correct personnel. They have the people, but something just hasn't been clicking. We were kind of starting to see, you know, Purdy come together. And I saw, I think, like drop passes for them is like a 8% difference in his completion percentage. So it's not his fault. You know, mm-hmm. Maybe I've been too hard on the little guy. But they're playing Kansas State, and the most intriguing fact I saw is they have not won there in Manhattan, Kansas since 2004.
Really? Okay, that's surprising.
That is a wild.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That surprised me with the teams that they've had, you know. Kansas State has a very, very, very good run defense, which does not, you know, fare well for Breece Hall. I expect to see the Cyclones, and they have two different quarterbacks they mess around with, too, so you don't know who you're getting for K-State. I really expect to see a lot of passing for Iowa State this week, and I do expect it to be successful. I think that, you know, Brocktober is here.
Mm-hmm.
This is their month, you know, and I just really feel that they're going to break that streak, and they're going to get a win in Manhattan, Kansas. And I think that I'm excited because I think it's going to be a good game. It's a night game. I'll be down at the Fall Festival in Elkhart down watching all the Cyclone fans rolling to Kippies. So that'll be fun to at least see. But anyway, I am going to take Iowa State 27, K-State 20. It'll be a great game.
All right. And now,
Mal's Magic Man.
Who will it be this week?
Well, who's going to haul in those passes that I'm predicting? Xavier Hutchinson. He is my magic man this week. Wide receiver for Iowa State. I expect to see a really big game out of him, and I think Brock Purdy's also going to have a good game. Again, it's going to be a dogfight, but I think that Iowa State's going to prevail. They have to win this game. Bottom line, and Xavier Hutchinson is key.
All right. Okay. Mal says all of us are going to be happy this week. Wins for the Hawks and the Cyclones. All right, Mal, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you too. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Bye, Mal.
Follow Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter @MalSportsGal and hear her on demand at star1025.com.